Number 14. Exercise 7. Listen to the interview with Mr. Reiner, an ecologist, and complete the following statements in the right way.
Mr. Reiner, you're one of the most celebrated scientists working to study and protect tropical forests. What are tropical forests and where can they be found?
Tropical forests are a belt of vegetation growing on either side of the equator. Strictly speaking, any forest between the tropics of Cancer and Capricorn can be called tropical forest.
How big is this territory?
At the moment, tropical forests cover about 35 million square kilometres, which is close to one-fifth of the Earth's land.
Do the terms tropical forest and rainforest mean the same?
Not exactly the same. In fact, rainforest is only one part of tropical forest. It is closest to the equator. Most of the plants that grow in it are evergreen. This forest receives a lot of rainfall with no dry season and average temperatures between 21 and 27 degrees Celsius. Trees in rainforest grow very close to each other and compete with each other to reach the light. That's why trees in such forest are very tall and thin, with leaves at the top where the light is.
Why are the tropical forests so much in the focus of public attention?
Tropical forests have a great variety of wildlife and plants. Their number is so large that tropical forests explorers can count on many fascinating discoveries. It is common knowledge that tropical forests play a very important role in balancing the world climate and supplying the planet with oxygen to breathe.
It is clear that tropical forests everywhere are in danger. How bad is the situation and what is the reason for it?
The disappearance of tropical forests has two main causes. The first is commercial loggers, people who cut down trees. They are attracted by valuable hardwood trees, worth up to $1,000 each. The second reason is farmers who come from cities and towns. In South America alone, they are responsible for the burning of 25,000 square kilometres of forest annually to make room for tropical grassland.
You mean grassland to be used as pastures?
Exactly. They need grassland for their cattle, which is sold to European and North American markets. The grass on such lands grows well only for 2 or 3 years, after which farmers have to move to new places and more trees get cut down and burnt. Behind them, such farmers leave a landscape known as Greek desert, areas that are ugly and commercially valueless.
And how quick is this process?
Figures from the Food and Agriculture Organization show that 180,000 square kilometres of tropical rainforest is cleared every year. The destruction is so rapid that, as scientists believe, by the year 2020, all rainforests will have disappeared.
Don't people living in those countries see the danger?
They may do, but the problem is that developing countries deep in financial crisis want a quick return of their money. They claim that they have to think about their population in the first place.
Yes, but in the long run they're going to lose anyway. Is there no hope at all?
Great hope has been placed on the new system under which developed countries from the Northern Hemisphere agree to write off the developing nations' debts. It means that they say officially that the poor countries don't have to pay them back the money they once borrowed. In return, they want a guarantee that tropical forests will be preserved. Unfortunately, this policy doesn't always work.
Well, Mr. Reiner, thank you very much for your time and the valuable information you've shared with us.